More thoughts on the movie Inception. Warning, what I'm about to say contains spoilers. If you have not seen the film, the Christopher Nolan film Inception, do not listen to this audio boo. I repeat, if you have not seen the Christopher Nolan Leonardo DiCaprio film Inception, do not listen to this audio boo. Okay, so assuming you have seen Inception, or you don't care, you'll know that the so-called totems, I think they're called, or tokens, I can't remember, I think they called them totems, that is, an object that has some unique characteristic about it, that you can test so as to make sure that you're no longer in a dream, or in a dream within a dream, but you are in fact back in reality. The problem with the totem, of course, is what if you're already in a dream when you decide to create your totem? If you do that, if you're already in the dream and you've forgotten that you're in a dream and you create a totem, then that means that the totem will pass the test. You can go into another dream from that dream and the totem will fail the test, thereby revealing the fact that you're in that dream. But when you return to the original dream that you were in when you created the totem, this makes no sense if you haven't seen the film, possibly not even if you have. When you return to the original dream, the dream in which you created the totem, it will give you a false assurance that you're no longer in a dream. Leonardo DiCaprio's character's totem, or token, was a spinning top, which he inherited from his wife. His wife, who committed suicide because she became convinced, for reasons I won't spoil, she became convinced that reality was in fact itself a dream. And so she killed herself so as to escape it. That's one of the ways you can escape a dream, although the film is a bit inconsistent on that particular rule about dying gets you out of the dream. I think, after thinking about the film, I think Leonardo DiCaprio character's wife, I can't remember their names, I actually think she was right. Based on what I saw in the film, she was right. She was, in fact, she and Leonardo and all the other main characters, even when they returned up to the top level, so to speak, of reality, they were still in a dream. And the reason I suggest that is because there are aspects of that reality that don't make any sense. In particular, the so-called inception or extraction device, the suitcase with a device in it that connects to a vein in someone's wrist and enables people to invade each other's dreams. It's a technology that, while you're watching the film, makes sense, but if you think about it afterwards, doesn't make any sense, which is actually one of the characteristics they talked about in the film. Things make sense inside the dream. It's not until you wake up that you realise, hang on, that doesn't make any sense at all. Well, I reckon that applies to the suitcase device they used to log into other people's dreams. It makes no sense. There are a couple of buttons and a few cylinders. They connect it to each other's wrists, and somehow connecting a tube of liquid, of sedative, to each other's wrists is enough to invade each other's dreams. That kind of sort of makes sense while you're watching the film, but doesn't make sense when you're actually out of the film and thinking about it, which I think is an indicator, or at least a suggestion, that the entire film was in a dream state. That's my thoughts anyway. I'm not suggesting I know the mind of Christopher Nolan and the screenwriter, but that's what I think of it. If you've seen the film Inception, what do you think?